couldn't was being. And of course, one of those was death, over, of course, Gary Vaynerchuk. A lot of other interesting properties that kind of was inspiring to me and gave me that idea of how to use social media in a good way. And that also led me to this guy. I was using Twitter like 18 hours a day, and every morning I woke up and I would go through my emails to see, okay, who's been following me, because it looked like kind of addiction. I'm going to follow this guy. And then suddenly this guy appeared in my following, and I was like, really? That's crazy. No, can't believe. And back then he was following like 300 people, and he followed 400. He was followed by 400,000. And I was like, can this be real? Was it like a mistake? So I just said it, hi, Ted. And I said, you connect? Why? And he said, well, you know what? You are kind of a curator of interesting stuff, so I like what you're doing. And out of the blue, I was suddenly invited to come to New York in 2009. And I had lunch with Chris, and it was an amazing moment. And I just sat and think, wow, Twitter brought me here. For some reason, I'm sitting in the office of TED, the curator of TED, which is the most amazing conference of bringing ideas to people. And he's sitting there wanting to talk to me. Now that's Twitter. So from there, I decided I had to work on my model. Since I'm working in communication, I have to transist everything that I learned from AIDA into social media. And I tried to figure out a way to make it more tangible, make it more understandable to the corporations that I work with. And the first phase I decided that I needed to clarify was the client phase. So the client phase goes about how to get attention and how to engage. Which is kind of like you have to be innovative, you have to be creative. So how do you draw attention to you as a brand? The second phase is the launch phase, where people have accepted you as a person or as a relationship or as a brand. And then they start building that relationship, they start engaging you, and they start accepting the products or the services that you offer. And then the last phase is the love phase. And when I talk this to my clients, a lot of brands, they are always like, oh, you want to give us love. And of course that's what we want. We want love from the people that we are connected to. And through building these relationships, by obtaining love, it makes us give something and makes us build something strong. The interesting thing is, this works really well for me professionally. This model works really well. It's the customer journey, and it makes everything goes around in circles. And as long as I take care of this relationship, it really works well. But what's interesting was that back in 2008, I was connected with this lady. She was looking for art records. She was working in Germany. I was working in Norway. And she sent a tweet and said that, hi, let's connect. And I thought, okay, so we build a relationship. We start just tweeting randomly once in a while. And that changed into something more personal, something we were friends on Facebook. This is her about info, which I think is awesome, and it describes her perfectly. For example, equipped with anti-fashion handicaps, version 1.9, as well as annoying sarcasm, 7.1, working on the beta version. So, of course, you have to be interested, right? So that was the life phase. And before you know it, we suddenly had a journey ourselves. So we met in 2008. We had interaction in 2010. We started Skyping, video Skyping, more and more every day. Something like 6 hours a day video Skyping. Then I invited her to come to Norway. So I said, okay, you owe me Christmas presents for the past 3 years. So I think you actually have to come here and we have to meet. So we met up in your life, and now, 1 year later, we're married. This has also led me to do a conference myself in Oslo called the Rethink Conference, because based on the models that I have developed, I also discovered that most corporations have to rethink the way they do business. They kind of have to do control of the lead and just say that all the marketing plans we have from before, we just
just have to scrap it. We have to start all over. And because of my network, I now am so lucky to have had a lot of thought leaders to be in Norway, to come to Norway, which is kind of, it's a 12-hour flight. And you have to stay there for 3 hours, 3 days at least, just to have the strength to go on stage. But they come, and some of them stay for a week, and they enjoy the Nordics, and they enjoy the scene and everything, and they enjoy the fact that we're trying to make a difference. Because that's the conference is all about. It's an intersection of ideas and principles within business marketing, social business marketing. And that's a cool thing. And I wouldn't be there if it hadn't been for my entry into social media. Which also led me here. So thanks to Twitter, I connected with Jeff. He was looking for speakers, and then we connected, and he said to me, okay, so what's your story? So the brand new economy sounds kind of like corporate. I said, well, it's not, because I actually have a personal story. I just shared it with you. It's how all these connections actually matter. And I wouldn't be here if it wouldn't be for that. So I'm in New York now, and I think it's amazing that this year has brought me. So the fact is, you have to remember that you are a brand. So take care and take ownership of you as a brand. Once you started, you're past the point of no return. You can never go back. And your connections, they expect to reach you. So if you're there, be available, be present, but of course be authentic. And don't do everything, but at least do something. So that was also something that I really realized pretty early in the process, back in 2007, 2008, that when I tried to do everything, blogging, tweeting, tumbling, Facebook, YouTube, everything, I was like fatigued. It's impossible. Even though I was spending 18 hours online, it was impossible to do everything. So then I figured out, okay, it's enough to do something. And it works. And I also had to remember that perfection is the enemy of good. So that's also something that I want to give you. So that's my story, my journey. I went from 1,800 people to 7 billion people. Because I'm not a citizen of the world. The world is a small place, and anyone, anywhere, can connect to everyone, everywhere. And I'm just amazed and appreciative for everything that social media has to do. So, thank you. And please connect me here.